Welcome to the Full of Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:36 British Summer Time. Today is September 23rd. And today we saw that the vast majority of markets pulled back somewhat. In Europe, the majority were down less than 1%. And on Wall Street, the S&P was down about 9.5 points. So back below 1700 on the December future. When we think about exactly what has been going on in the market over the last 2 weeks, then the surprise by the Fed that tapering was going to be delayed spurred a short covering rally, which saw the dollar plummet, and for the vast majority of stock markets, really quite a considerable rally over the course of a few days. But with the chairman of the St. Louis Federal Reserve, Mr. Bullard, talking about the possibility that there might be tapering next month, and people starting to think about exactly what is the implication of that, then when we look at markets, there is a short-term overbought condition. The Dow Jones, for example, might have hit a new all-time high last week, but it has been largely range-bound for the last 3 months, and this represents the upper side of the range. So even in a bullish scenario, there is room for a pause in consolidation on Wall Street. In Europe, the majority of indices had rallied really quite impressively right up towards the Fed tapering news, and there's also room for some consolidation of those recent gains in the European markets. And in Asia, we saw a similar impressive rally, so there is also some room for consolidation. A couple of markets that are worthy of note in Asia are India, which had pretty much retraced its entire decline and had pushed on to new highs for the year. And there's room there for a pause in consolidation, not least among the banks, which had also had an impressive rally. And the rupee, which had also rallied impressively, it does look like now it is going to consolidate some of that advance. The last thing the Indians want is a strong currency. It's not quite the same thing as saying they want the weakest currency in the world. Vietnam is also interesting because the index is pulled right back to the region of the 200-day moving average. And in an environment where we've seen that so many countries have had weak currencies, the dong has been pretty much pegged to the dollar for the last 18 months. So the currency devaluation isn't a major consideration, at least in the short term there. And of course, in China, where the renminbi has been holding very steady versus the US dollar, then the Shanghai A shares, which had pulled back sharply at the end of last week, also had a good bounce in here today. So that means that China continues to hold its progression of higher reaction lows. Now, when we think about stock markets more generally and their impact, the impact of tapering, then there are some conflicting signs exactly as to what is going on in terms of corporations, because we're seeing purchasing manager indices improving in China and the European market coming out of recession. Whereas for the vast majority of shares on Wall Street, then the quality of earnings hasn't really improved. Top line growth has been that bit more difficult to achieve, whereas the majority of savings or majority of earnings growth has come from increasingly hard to come by savings. So when we think about exactly what is likely to happen in terms of tapering, we know what the Fed is looking for. And that is for unemployment to improve further and for further evidence of the economy to pick up. And assuming that they get that, then that should translate into improving earnings outlook for Wall Street firms. So when we think about what the prospects are, then tapering does represent a challenge, not least for the types of companies that have been raising dividends and buying back shares from borrowed capital. The prospect of government bond yields getting right back to the lows that we saw last year are pretty slim. And while US 30-year treasuries were up by about 13 points in here today, the rally to date hasn't been nearly of the magnitude that would really start to get people convinced that a major bull market is going to be reasserted in US treasuries. What looks increasingly likely is that US treasury yields have bottomed, and that's bottomed in very big capital letters, and that any rally in US government debt is likely to be looked on as a selling opportunity, not just in the short term, but over the medium term. The types of instruments that have been so heavily levered to quantitative easing, such as municipal bond funds and generally bond funds and mortgage REITs, have the possibility to rally in the current environment, but any substantial rally is likely to provide a selling opportunity. So the strategy that has worked so well for bonds over the last decades has been to buy the dips, whereas what we are now really moving into is a trading strategy which is likely to be sell the rallies, and that's likely to be the case for the foreseeable future. When we think about the precious metals, then we've had a reasonable rally here in gold, and we're coming right back to it came right back to test the 200-day moving average, and we've been pulling back from that area, provided it continues to hold above last week's upside key reversal. Then the chances of support building going on here in gold and base formation development, I think, are pretty strong. In the wider commodity complex, oil prices came back by another dollar in here today, and that is certainly good news. The prospect of the Syrian conflict moving out to a wider geographic area in the Middle East is likely to, probably has now abated, and that's taking a premium off of the oil price. And of course, one of the countries to benefit most from that is Israel, and the Israeli market was up here. And while off the highs in here today, this is quite an impressive breakout from what has been an 18-month range overall. For the vast majority of currencies that had rallied so spectacularly against the US dollar over the last couple of weeks, then the potential for some consolidation of that move looks quite likely. And if we're going to see some consolidation on the currency front, then the chances are that we're going to see some consolidation on the equity front. But we've never really been looking for a bear market in here. But what we are looking for at this stage is some unwinding of the short-term overbought condition, and that does now appear to be underway. And I think with that, I will leave you for the evening, and I'll wish all the best to all of you.